Was having a little trouble connecting.
We're on speaker.
Okay, thank you. Lord. Okay, good morning. I'd like to call the Seventh Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is April 20th, 2022. This time is 10:05 a.m. and we are on day 20 of our Hunka session. Clerk, Shanna, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Sure. Father, I thank you for this day. And I thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. I thank you for this rain. We need it so desperately, and I just appreciate it so much. Father, I praise you, and I give you the glory for everything that you've done for us. And I just come to you humbly now, Lord, and I just ask that you would guide our steps as we move through this day. Help us to make decisions that will glorify you and benefit the people that we are here to serve. Father, I just ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Present.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
All right, thank you. We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for April 19th.
Speaker.
Yes, second speaker.
Good morning. I'd like to make a motion to approve the journal dated April 19th, 2022 as presented.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to approve the journal for April 19th as presented. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Did everyone say yes?
Yes.
Okay. I think everybody didn't speak into, into their mics. All right. Their journal is approved. And next is reports of select committees.
Speaker, this is Alice.
Congresswoman Goodfox, go ahead.
Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met this morning regarding resolution ONCR 2205, a resolution to approve a fiscal year 2023 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. This says the sponsor is Scott Bighorst, but I believe the sponsor is second speaker. And the final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Goodfox, Keene, and Bighorst. We also met regarding bill number ONCA 2254, an act to amend ONCA 2204 to authorize and appropriate a supplemental amount of $2,174,503 to the Wajaji Health Center in Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security Act funds and ARPA funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Goodfox, Keene, and Bighorst. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Congress, second speaker, Rebar.
Yes, thank you. The Appropriations Committee met this morning at 8 a.m. to discuss bill number ONCA 22-43. I was the sponsor. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Rebar, Stabler, Shaw, Keene, Tillman, and Walker. We also discussed bill number ONCR 22-01, a resolution to approve a request for a 10% cost of living adjustment COLA for the Osage Nation merited employees for fiscal year 2022. Congressman Bighorst was the sponsor. The final committee action was a due pass with yes votes from Rebar, Stabler, Shaw, Keene, Tillman, and Walker.
Thank you, second speaker. Next is reports of standing committees.
Madam Speaker.
Okay, Congressman Bighorst, go ahead.
Yes, Madam Speaker. Culture Committee met yesterday to consider appointee Francis Williams to the Osage Veteran Memorial Commission. The committee found the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Vote results. Voting yes, Keene, Rebard, Stabler, Shaw, Maker, and Bighorst. May I continue?
Yes, please next. Continue. And anyone who's online, could you please mute your lines, please? We're getting feedback.
Culture Committee also considered Mr. Wayne Mitchell for the Gray Horse Village Committee. The committee found if a candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes was Keene, Rebard, Stabler, Shaw, Maker, and Bighorst. Thank you, ma'am.
Speaker, this is Alice.
Thank you, Congressman Bighorst. Go ahead, Congresswoman Goodfox.
I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place Wayne Mitchell and Francis Williams on today's agenda for confirmation.
Second.
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 Motion is made and seconded to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place Francis Williams and Wayne Ray Mitchell on today's agenda for confirmation to their respective committees. Seconded, no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. All right, thank you.
Speaker Walker.
Congressman Walker, go ahead.
Government Operations Committee met yesterday, considered bill number ONC 82233, an act to amend chapter 2 of title 6 of the Criminal Code on crimes against persons and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Final committee action is due pass as a committee substitute. Voting yes, Good Fox, King, Big Horse, Shaw, Rebard, and Walker. Committee also considered bill number ONC 82259, an act to amend ONC 82195 to authorize supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $1,743,651 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Final committee action is due pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Good Fox, Keene, Rebard, Shaw, and Big Horse. Committee also considered bill number ONC 82260, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $250,000 to the executive branch for the, we did change that title, so it should say for pre-construction and related costs of a criminal detention facility and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. Committee action, final committee action is due pass with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Good Fox, Keene, Rebard, Shaw, and Big Horse. Committee also considered bill number ONC 82261, an act to amend ONC 82198 to make a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $179,926 to sesquicentennial planning communications and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. Final committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Good Fox, Rebard, Shaw, and Big Horse. Committee also considered bill number ONC 82262, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $500,000 to the Executive Branch and American Rescue Plan Act funds for the Burial Assistance Program and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. Final committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Good Fox, Keene, Rebard, Shaw, and Big Horse. That's it.
Speaker, this is Stabler.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Walker. Congresswoman Stabler, go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and modify the agenda and place ONCA 2233 on general order day 2.
Second.
Can you please repeat the bill?
2233, crimes bill.
Okay, and let's clarify.
Motion for a 5-minute recess.
Second.
For what purpose?
My motion to go into recess.
I would like to discuss how we're going to handle the next 2 days of session, which my understanding is going to be the last 2 days of session.
Okay, I understand that, but she's in the middle of a motion.
I'll
regarding
withdraw my motion until after discussion.
Her bill.
Yeah, pardon me, Congresswoman Stabler. I'm
all right.
Sorry.
All right, then. Motion is made for a 10-minute recess. Is there a second?
Second.
So second.
All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes. All right, we're going to go into a 10-minute recess.